This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Lava from a volcanic eruption reached the airport of Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo's main city of Goma Sunday as thousands evacuated. Goma residents grabbed mattresses and other belongings as they recalled the last eruption in 2002, which killed 250 people and left 120,000 people homeless. It's one of the world's most active volcanoes, and its red glow painted the nighttime sky above the lakeside city of about 2 million as some fled east toward the frontier with neighboring Rwanda, while others escaped to the west. A volcano expert said Saturday new fractures opened, allowing the lava to flow southward toward Goma after initially flowing east toward Rwanda. He says it appears the lava is headed toward city center, but is difficult to forecast. Power is out across much of the area, and phone lines are busy. Myanmar's Teachers Federation says more than 125,000 school teachers have been suspended by military authorities for joining a civil disobedience movement to oppose the nearly four-month and still ongoing military coup. The suspensions have come days before the start of a new school year, which some teachers and parents are boycotting as part of the campaign that has paralyzed the country since the coup cut short a decade of democratic reforms. It sidelines more than a quarter of all teachers, as Myanmar had about 430,000 teachers based on 2019 data. The disruption at schools echoes that in the health sector and across government and private business since the Southeast Asian country was plunged into chaos by the coup and the arrest of elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi. About 20,000 university staff have also been suspended, according to the teachers group. This is VOA News. The UN Security Council is welcoming the ceasefire between Israel and Gaza's Hamas rulers and calling it for it to continue after 11 days of fighting left hundreds dead, mostly Palestinians, many women and children. A statement released Saturday was approved by all 15 members. It says the council mourns the loss of civilian lives resulting from the violence and stresses the immediate need for humanitarian assistance to the Palestinian civilian population, especially in Gaza. The statement further calls for the so-called two-state solution, peace based on the vision of a region where Israel and Palestine live side by side with secure and recognized borders. The United States, Israel's closest ally, had earlier blocked four proposed council statements calling for a ceasefire that all other members supported, saying it could interfere with U.S. President Joe Biden's administration efforts to end the hostilities. A four-piece band of Italian rockers won the Eurovision Song Contest in the early hours of Sunday. The music festival was canceled last year amid the global pandemic, but the event in a Rotterdam arena with strict testing and hygiene protocols was seen as a step toward a post-COVID-19 return to live entertainment. The band Maneskin's win was Italy's third victory in the popular contest and the first since 1990. Italy was the bookmakers' favorite, but trailed Switzerland, France, and Malta after the national juries delivered their votes, but were propelled to victory by votes from the viewing public. A crowd of 3,500 fans who all tested negative for the coronavirus watched finalists perform live. France finished second and Switzerland third. A technical fault on Saturday left frustrated fans unable to access Glastonbury Festival's live stream concert at the famous farm site in southwest England after the coronavirus pandemic led the blockbuster event's cancellation. Social media was filled with complaints at the start of the five-hour virtual show, with many ticket holders unable to access a stream of the event after paying about $28. Organizers later sent out a free link. Glastonbury had to cancel its 50th anniversary in 2020 after some 135,000 people had already bought tickets. Headliners were meant to include pop superstar Taylor Swift and Beatles icon Paul McCartney. Organizers had hoped to stage the event in 2021, but reversed course after England entered a third lockdown at the start of the year following a surge in coronavirus infections, hospitalizations, and deaths. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.